The question for today is, how can I celebrate the Lord's Supper? What people commonly refer to today as the sacrament of the Lord's Supper is actually the New Testament rite of Passover. Should Christians celebrate the feast of Passover? Absolutely. The Apostle Paul clearly answers the question for us. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7 and 8. Christ commands, "This do in remembrance of me." Luke 22, verse 19. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24 and 25. This is not an option or a suggestion. It is a New Testament command. It is a "Thus saith the Lord." The Passover is God's appointed memorial day set aside to remember his sacrifice for us and to celebrate his ongoing work of deliverance. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 9 and 10. Just as it keeps the weekly Sabbath, the Church of God International also observes the annual holy days and the Passover, also called the Lord's Supper, in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 20. The Passover represents the sacrifice of Christ, which pays for the sins of all who repent and accept it in faith. It also represents partaking of eternal life through Jesus Christ, which is symbolized by the bread and wine that pictures his blood and body. Just as Moses delivered the children of Israel from Egyptian bondage, so also does Christ deliver humanity from the bondage of all sin and its associated physical and spiritual consequences. All God's holy days, beginning with the Passover, serve as an outline or depiction of God's plan of salvation for both the individual and for mankind in general. Thus, the Passover represents Christ's sacrifice for all, for both the individual and the world, and pictures the initial step in salvation. Only through acceptance of his sacrifice can one repent and be forgiven. Repentance is the first stage in individual conversion. The Passover is observed in the evening at the beginning of Nisan 14 of the Hebrew calendar, in a very solemn ceremony, the most structured of any of the annual assemblies. The order is first the foot washing service, then the taking of the bread, and finally the drinking of the wine. Before each part of the ceremony, appropriate scriptures are read. A reading of sections from John chapters 13 to 17 and the singing of a hymn conclude the service. The next night, the evening at the end of the 14th and the beginning of the 15th, is the beginning of the days of unleavened bread. The entire 7-day period is a time of eating only unleavened food products. All leaven is removed from the homes before sunset at the end of the 14th. This understanding is based on a multitude of scriptures and is ultimately derived from the examples of Jesus and the New Testament writers.